Every Tuesday, we get up to the minute for our health with Dr. Bruce Phillips from Jennings County Well Care. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe. You know, this is that time of year where we never know what the temperature is going to be until we wake up, and it's a little stressful on the system, and some of us get a little snotty-nosed or worse, runny nose and coughing and that type of thing. And the most typical invader this time of year are the viruses. And, you know, we have antibiotics that help with bacteria, but they don't help so much with viruses. And even, you know, some people that choose to get vaccinations, even the manufacturers of the vaccinations say they aren't that effective for viruses because they kind of have to guess what you're exposed to given upcoming cold and flu season. And so the effectiveness is very, very, very limited. And so many articles come out about prevention, and you know, prevention is the best source of cure for anything, is to not get the disease or not get the infection. In this case, we're talking about infections, and this article in research that just recently came out talks about the importance of all the different types of vitamins that you can be taking to boost your immunity. And you know, about 2.5 million people every year die from these viral infections. So it's important that we keep our immunity high and resistant against these bacteria. So some of the more common nutrients that they mention in this article are your A's and B's and C's and D's and E's. And E's are particularly beneficial for upper respiratory infections, which are very common this time of year. But the one that kind of stuck out to me, in addition to all your trace minerals, was your omega-3 fatty acids. I'd never really thought about omega-3 fatty acids as a fighter for viral infections. But it turns out, we've always known that omega-3 fatty acids are wonderful for inflammation. Well, it turns out that they're wonderful for cleaning up the inflammation after a bout with the flu and virus. And that's all the stuff that you cough up out of your lungs and gets down in there and gives you the rattles and the rolls as you're breathing. So the omega-3 fatty acids become very beneficial to clean up the lungs and get this out of your system so that life can commence again. Mm-hmm. and you're back on your road to health. And like I say, that was a little bit of new information for me. I take omega-3 fatty acids all the time, honestly, but to think about taking more during a viral infection was new information for me. So hopefully that helps the listeners to be more proactive as opposed to reactive, because you do have an immune system that is fighting for you, but it needs all these nutrients so that it is optimally enhanced to wage that war against these viral infections that we're all exposed to. And we don't want to really avoid exposure to viruses and germs. I know some people are germaphobes, but really our immune system gets stronger as we have minimal exposures and allow it to fight these little battles, as opposed to get a big cold and then has to fight a big battle. So hopefully this helps, and hopefully if you do get something, you know to bolster your omega-3 fatty acids.
Okay, very good. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Dr. Bruce Phillips, Jennings County Well Care, bringing us up to the minute for our health.